Tulsa J. Sekulow, two states caved to Satanists on Christmas displays.
Live from Washington, D.C., J. Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, J. Sekulow.
All right. It's Christmas season, so it starts. You know, since the 1980s, the Supreme Court said there were ways to put up nativity scenes and menorahs without creating a constitutional crisis. You had to put, we called it the Santa Claus and Reindeer Rule. You put Santa Claus, reindeer, candy canes, and the menorah and the nativity scene, and that was deemed to be constitutionally appropriate. What happens? Then these cities say, well, we're just going to open up to anybody putting anything. So what you have is, in a number of states, created these public forums. I don't think for a, I mean, they had the right to do it, but that's not the way I would have been handling nativity scenes and menorahs, but that's the way they did it. So in Illinois Capitol Rotunda this month, numerous private-owned statues are up and monuments. Now, there is an unintended consequence to that, and that is, besides the nativity scene and menorah, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, first of all, they make a statement literally mocking religion. So let me tell you what they want posted. Brought to you by your friends at the Freedom of Religion Foundation. At this season of the winter solstice, may reason prevail. There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. There's only our natural world. Religion is but myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds. Merry Christmas. No, they don't say Merry Christmas, but that's what the Freedom From Religion Foundation puts in place. Now, that's actually mocking religion. That's not celebrating a religion. That's hostility towards religion, which, by the way, the Establishment Clause actually prohibits. Then you have a snaketivity. I mean, that's literally, Jordan, what it's called, a snaketivity scene.
Yes.
Consisting of an arm holding an apple, which is supposed to be Eve, with the snake coiled around it.
Let me kind of explain this to people. This is in the 2018. This is in the Illinois State Capitol Rotunda. For those of you who are not watching on Facebook and Periscope, and then for most of you who are listening on radio, this is a pretty pretty fancy statue, I would say, of this arm. It's Eve's arm holding the forbidden fruit, the apple from the tree, with a snake wrapped around her arm. Underneath it, it has the symbol for the Satanic Temple of Chicago that says, and then underneath that, knowledge is the greatest gift. So it's up on a box right next to the Christmas tree. And again, this is, again, saying that Eve has made the right decision by taking the tree, the fruit from the tree of knowledge, the one fruit that God said, do not eat. And so this is a display that I'm saying, this is not some like little bitty display. It is a real sculpture put in place with the Satanic logo underneath it next to a Christmas tree in the Illinois Rotunda.
So I'm going to go to Wes Smith, who's also an Episcopal priest and a colonel in the military, retired. What's your reaction to this? Because I know what Andy's going to say in a moment, but I want to hear Wes first.
Yeah, well, it's silly, but it's silly with some very, very, you know, serious ramifications on it. Even if you take the public forum versus government speech argument out of it, when the Supreme Court has dealt with these kinds of cases, they talk about groups, you know, right to celebrate and commemorate their religious holiday. There is no religious holiday in December for the Church of Satan. And so
they're doing it to mock religion.
They're using it to mock, and in the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they're using it to attack.
Yep. Yeah. Andy?
Yeah, this is what this is, Jay, is an attack on religion. And again, more attacks on Christianity. We had an attack on Christianity the day before yesterday, whenever in Strasbourg, where this Allahu Akbar proponent killed people in the Christmas market. So this is the season to attack. This is the season where the enemy, o ekthros in Greek, Satan, attacks Christianity, and where these cities and these municipalities who don't know what they can do and can't do just freeze from terror because they don't know how to respond to this.
So we do know how to respond, so that's what we've done. The American Center for Law and Justice has sent out two legal letters laying out what the law actually is and how you avoid these problems. This can be avoided. This is mocking religion and faith. I mean, they approach the entire nativity scene display the wrong way to start. That's the problem here. We'll get into that. What's going on in your community? We want to know that as well.
Yeah, we've already had over 2,400 people in Michigan sign on with us, over 2,200 in Illinois. Let us know if this is happening in your community at acLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledged to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right, so in Illinois, the Capitol Rotunda this month, several traditions are being celebrated. There's a nativity scene for Christmas, a menorah for Hanukkah, and then something a little different. An arm, supposed to be Eve's, holding an apple with a snake coiled around it. This monument, offensive as it is a gift from the Chicago branch of the Satanic Temple called Snaketivity. The work also has a sign that reads, "Knowledge is the greatest gift." So this isn't you're celebrating some, and therefore Facebook and Periscope, you can actually see it. You're not celebrating some holiday. This is not a holiday celebration. This is hostility towards religion. I want to know what's going on in your community as well, and you can tell us by calling us at 1-800-684-3110. But there was an interesting question came in on Facebook. I think it's worth talking about this. So John on Facebook writes, "The group who doesn't believe in the Bible," that's the Church of Satan, "chooses to use Eve's hand with the serpent," or the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They don't believe in the Bible, but they choose to use Eve's hand with the serpent.
Yeah, how ironic.
I believe it's all about mocking religion.
It is.
Though. It goes to the same thing that Freedom From Religion Foundation. The Satanists are mocking religion the same way. Knowledge is the greatest power. The Bible is phony, and your faith is phony. The same way the Freedom From Religion Foundation, in their monument, which is, again, we can read through for you. It's small to see the picture if you're on Facebook and Periscope. This is in Illinois as well, on the other side of the Christmas tree. So on one side of the Christmas tree is the Satanist. On the other side of the Christmas tree is the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I don't know that they even have a nativity scene, by the way. I mean, this is just a Christmas tree right now. But here's what Freedom From Religion Foundation says. So you've got mocking religion by the Satanist on one side of the Christmas tree in Illinois' rotunda. On the other side of the tree, it's Freedom From Religion Foundation's poster. Not quite as fancy as the Satanist, but they put up their paper poster. "At this season of the winter solstice, may reason prevail. There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. There is only our natural world. Religion is but myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds."
That is open hostility to
holiday message.
Yeah, that is open, Annie, open hostility towards religion.
It is.
Which, by the way, the establishment clause supposedly prohibits.
Prohibits. That's right.
You can't be. If there was an establishment clause issue, I'm not saying there is. But.
And Jay, not only religion, again, and I want to make it particularized, this is against Christianity. This is an attack on Christianity. You've got a Christmas tree, you've got the symbols of the Nativity, the Magi coming to worship Christ, and then right next to it, you've got this pentagram, and then the mocking of the religious prohibition against disobedience to God, because that's what Eve did. She disobeyed God by taking the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil with consequences that it has. So right juxtaposed to a Christian monument or a Christian symbol is an attack on that symbol and hostility by the Satanists.
Because what you said earlier, Wes, it's not a celebration of a holiday for them.
No. We have these displays on government property for any religious group that they are commemorating their holy day. There is no satanic holy day in December. Theirs is actually October 31st, I think, but it's not in December. So this is not about religion. This is anti-religion. And I think, you know, sort of apropos in a way, the word Satan from Hebrew actually means the enemy or the adversary. And certainly these satanic groups are adversaries to the Judeo-Christian tradition in America.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. And let us know what's going on in your community, 800-684-3110.
Yeah, we know this is the time of year towns get targeted by Freedom From Religion and other groups and the Satanist groups who try to say, yep, well, put up your display, fine, let us put up ours or else. Here's Gina calling in from Missouri on line one. Gina, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, thank you. First of all, I'd just like to say thank you for all your hard work. I really love the ACLJ. I live in Ozark, Missouri. It's just a little town partway between Branson and Springfield.
Yep.
And we became aware earlier this week, we have a park here called the Finley River Park, and it has a cross that stands year-round in the park. And then during the Christmas season, they do like a drive-through Christmas light display. Yeah. And so they put lights on the cross, and it's part of the Christmas display. Well, earlier this week, we became aware that the Freedom From Religion Foundation contacted our city officials and demanded that the cross be removed. And
do we know, Gina, do you know yet what action the city officials have taken yet?
Well, at first, the report that came, which we saw this on the news or through their Facebook page on the news, that they were going to turn the lights off on Tuesday afternoon. And then later that day, they did come back with a report that they were going to leave the lights on temporarily. And so as we understand it right now, it will stay on during the Christmas season. But after Christmas is over, it's unknown whether
Let me. I'm going to get you in touch with our legal. I'm going to put you on hold here and get you in touch with our legal helpline here. Go to ACLJ.org because we can help on that. Now, let me tell you what we're doing in Michigan and in Springfield, Illinois. So I'm holding both of these for our television audience. I'm handling both of these, holding both of these. So we're sending out legal letters, legal response that says, look, there's a way to do this without violating the Establishment Clause, but not having to allow mockery of religion at the same time. And that is you follow the Supreme Court precedent, which says when you do have a nativity scene up or a menorah, you put other holiday celebration similarities. For instance, Santa and the reindeer, the candy canes, the things you would see at Christmas or Hanukkah. You could put dreidel display. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. But that does not give – that's if the government does it, which is safer than allowing the mockery of religion. Now, does a state have a right to allow the mockery of religion? Yeah, they do. But you could be much smarter than – that's what I'm saying here. There was a smarter way of handling this than the way these governments did, Andy.
Yeah, that's right, Jay. I mean, the Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit has said that the city controls its seasonal message, okay? It could choose to keep out a devil. It could choose to add Santa. It could choose to deny a sign saying there is no Santa. It could choose to deny a message disparaging any one religion or religion in general. And that's a very important. These are disparaging of Christianity and disparaging of the Judeo-Christian faith and tradition. The city can choose to deny having a message right next to that message that disparages the Christian faith.
Well, here's what it said. The Sixth Circuit rejected the lawsuit brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The nativity scene, when accompanied by this collection of secular and seasonal symbols, does not constitute an establishment of religion because the displays amount to government speech and because the First Amendment does not prohibit government from making content or viewpoint distinctions when it comes to its own speech. I argued that case at the Supreme Court, Pleasant Grove versus Summum, 9-0. It was exactly the same thing. Ten Commandments monument up, They wanted the anti-Ten Commandments. I mean, so, but you raised the point, Wes, which I think is important for the audience to understand. This is not about some Church of Satan holiday celebration that happens to be at the same time.
No, they're using this public forum, and that's one of the mistakes, I think, having a public forum as opposed to a government display. They're using it to attack religion. If you look back to Lynch versus Donnelly in 1984, I thought what the Supreme Court said was really important. It says the Establishment Clause effectively mandates accommodation, not merely tolerance, of all religions, and forbids hostility towards any. They are allowing messages of hostility towards these religious groups, which, if you read that ruling from Lynch, it violates the First Amendment.
Well, here's what the Sixth, look, this is Sixth Circuit governs Michigan. So this is exact precedent that was there. They just didn't apply it. And that's the mistake. In a very recent case. So here's what it says. The Supreme Court has long permitted exhibits like the Warren Holiday display, and the Establishment Clause does not convert these displays into a seasonal public forum, requiring governments to add all comers to the mix and creating a poison pill for even the most secular displays in the process. These strong language. Now, the court also held that the plaintiff's free speech argument was foreclosed by Summum. That's the case I argued. In rejecting Summum's claim, the court held that the monuments amounted to government speech, not private speech. Why? Pleasant Grove maintained final approval authority over every aspect of the approval process. It was selective in deciding which monuments to add to the park, and it located all of the monuments on city property. By effectively controlling the message being sent out in these ways, it was the government, not the donors of the monuments or anyone else, that spoke. Like the Summum monument policy, this is very important, and this is where the city's got it wrong. Warren's holiday display amounts to government speech. The display occurred in the most governmental of government properties, City Hall. The city erected, maintained, and took down and stored the displays each year and covered the cost of doing so. The city reserved final approval. So what did they do? You had a seasonal display. That's what it was really called, a seasonal display. You had menorahs. You had nativity scenes. You had Santa Claus. But you didn't have to have the Church of Satan mocking religion or mocking the Judeo-Christian heritage of the country, or specifically targeting Christianity. But as the person on Facebook said, it's ironic that they use the hand of Eve, the people that don't believe in any religion.
Now, in Michigan, the statute that's ready to go up from the Church of Satan will be outside. They've already got the graphic up. We can put that up on our screen for Facebook and Periscope. That'll go up on the 21st. Again, the satanic goat head with the satanic symbol, it will be lit up with LED lighting. That is scheduled to go up on the Capitol grounds on December 21st. So, again, you've got this example of one is inside the rotunda. That's in Illinois. That is the hand with the snake, Eve's hand with the apple. Yep. Large structure that was put together there that says with the Church of Satan logo on it. This is the Michigan statute design, which is going to be lit up, the goat's head with the horns, each night from December 21st through Christmas.
What is your reaction to this, to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the Church of Satan doing this to mock Christianity, mock Judaism if it's on the Hanukkah menorah? We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Tell us what you think. When we come back, I'm going to play some Supreme Court Justice Alito talking about the decision in Summum. And that's the base of this. It was a case of the ACLJ. So your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference at ACLJ.org.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledged to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
All right, you're not getting this analysis on any other radio broadcast. So you got the Church of Satan, and you got these other groups that are putting up their horrific displays. But Andy's going to give you the Greek word for these groups, the Satanists.
Yeah, I mean, in Greek and Eastern theology and the Greek tradition and the tradition of the Church, generally, the early Christian Church, the Satan or the devil was known as ο εχθρός, the enemy or the adversary, and another name for him was the schemer, the deceiver, o planos. And these are the terms that now are being used by the Satanists of today, the 21st century Satanists, to mock, to ridicule, and to be hostile toward the Christian religion. That is not what our courts have said is permissible, Jay.
So there's so much nervousness that these cities have and these state governments have over nativity scene displays and menorahs that they forget about the 1984 Lynch versus Donnelly decision, and they create everything becomes a public forum, and when you do that, you got all comers. So here's what Justice Alito, in a case I argued in 190 at the Supreme Court, had to say about that exact issue.
We conclude that although a park is a traditional public forum for speeches and other transitory expressive acts, the display of a permanent monument in a public park is not a form of expression to which forum analysis applies. Instead, the placement of a permanent monument in a public park is best viewed as a form of government speech and is therefore not subject to scrutiny under the free speech clause.
That was a 9-0 decision. And what's happened is these cities just, they forget Lynch versus Donnelly and forget some of them, although the Sixth Circuit did not, but yet Michigan is where they're putting up the displays that are, I mean, these are horrific. And of course people are upset when they see this stuff, but they're doing it to mock faith. That is what this is about at the end of the day. All right, we're taking calls, 800-684-3110.
Yeah, Scott calling in from Colorado on line one. Scott, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, Scott.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call and being all over this. Yeah, I find it ironic that, now about 5 or 6 years ago, atheism has also been declared the world's third largest religion, reinforcing its belief system status. And atheism wouldn't even exist without pre-existing theism. It's a twist on what already exists.
Well, I mean, to say that atheism is a religion, I mean, the court has said secularism could be a religion, but the truth of the matter is, it's in the classic sense, it's not, Wes. Yeah. I mean, it's not. You're the priest. Go ahead.
Yeah, atheism is not a religion. Religions are based on, the worship and paying homage to a deity. The atheists are very, very clear. There are no deities. And so to categorize them as a religion, it's crazy, and it shouldn't be done.
So Carol on Facebook asked this, why did the Satanists only go after Christmas? Yeah.
Well, I think that, listen, Christmas is the number one holiday, religious holiday in the United States. We are predominantly a Christian nation founded on Judeo-Christian values. Of course, we acknowledge the other religious faiths here and their freedom to worship, and that's why you see the Hanukkah memorials in these displays, and no Christians are complaining about that, especially because it usually falls around the same time of year. But the target is Christians because we are the number one religious faith in the country. So that's the target. Now, for Satanist and for Freedom From Religion Foundation, the reason, again, it goes back to the idea of this is the number one enemy, because this is who is reaching the most people. This is who... What is being celebrated the most in our country is this Christmas holiday and the Christian aspect of that holiday, which you can't ignore when you see a nativity scene, which you can't ignore.
Same is true for the menorah.
And the same is true for the menorah as well. But they know that when you're going to target, you target the largest group with your animus, and you're the kind of minority fighter in this, and that's how they try to portray themselves. But these groups, again, they are out there, both of them, on one side of the tree, on the other side of the tree, to mock Christian faith. That's it. It's not to promote their own groups of Freedom From Religion or to promote the Church of Satan in Illinois or Chicago, how it says, it's to mock Christmas. It's to mock Christians and those who believe in God.
So, Andy, how do you, this is an interesting, you look at this, and we're sending legal position papers to both governments. So that next year we're going to have to do it to all 50 states to explain how you could actually do this without creating this kind of hostility towards religion, which this is actually doing. So it's not a choice between we put up nothing or we put up everything. You don't have to create public forums for the holiday displays. And again, it doesn't even make sense because they're not celebrating a holiday here, Andy. I mean, it's not what's going on.
It's a
mockery of faith.
Yes, it's a fake holiday, a false holiday, designed really to attack the Christian religion. There is nothing in the satanic playbook or in their non-theology that makes the Christmas season, the 25th of December, which is a Christian holiday, into a satanic holiday. And so the only purpose for which they are doing what they are doing is to attack, to mock, to ridicule what the devil does, by the way, the Christian faith.
Yeah, that's what at the end of the day, but there is an easier way to handle this, is what I'm saying legally, and that's the thing I'm most concerned about right now, is that the legal aspect of this was not handled appropriately. Now, Eva on Facebook says, the goat statue looks pure evil. Let's put that up. And now have Jordan describe it. I mean, you can describe it, but we're going to put it up for our... There we go.
Yeah, so this is a
rendering.
This
is what it's going to be in about a week, right?
This will be outside of the Michigan State Capitol on December 21st through Christmas. It'll be lit up. That's why you see this lighting with LED lights. It is the you'll see the satanic goat symbol. But you'll also see the pentagram engraved in on the center of the goat's head. So this will be on the Michigan State Capitol. Last year, a few years ago, they put up an image, I think we have it, of a snake going around a cross with the pentagram and the goat head. So you can see what they've done a few years ago.
And these are all anti-religious.
They're taking it.
I mean, anti-faith.
Anti-faith, anti-Christian. It is to mock this holiday.
And it's almost like they're getting the state to buy into it by allowing it, as if they think they must do this.
That's right.
And which they don't. Again, the Sixth Circuit's got a case right on point. So, to me, it's amazing to me how a Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals decision, which says this is how you do it appropriately, doesn't get implemented by a government in the Sixth Circuit. So you got to ask that question, too, what's actually going on here. Because there's a law. You got Supreme Court precedent, which covers the entire nation. And then you got Court of Appeals precedent that would cover that. And we're pointing, that's why we have taken action and are taking action today. So we're sending these letters out. Now, we need to know what's going on in your community, and you're telling us, and that's good. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. They're jammed right now. But these are going out today. We will send them out to other states as necessary, because we think it's that big of an issue. But again, we need to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110 or go over to aclj.org. Even the name, I mean, think of it, the Snaketivity. They call it the Snaketivity. That tells you something right there.
Well, I mean, that's exactly mocking it and throwing it in your face. The snake, the serpent, is the symbol of the devil, Jay. That's the symbol that in the Old Testament, the snake had taken the form of a asp, of a serpent, to tempt Eve into violating the commandment not to touch the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so they're now taking the snake and throwing it in our face.
All right, we're here for another 30 minutes. We want you to be part of the conversation. If you're not getting the full hour, just go over to aclj.org or Facebook or Periscope, where you get the whole broadcast version of it there. So there's ways to do it. Also, you can certainly call us at 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break. We'll take more calls. We'll get more information to you. But look, I want to know what's going on in your community. We think that's important. We'd like to hear from you on that. And also, don't forget the ACLJ's matching challenge.
That's right. We are working right until the end of the year putting these letters out. And we need your support financially. This is a very important time as we plan for the next year, but also keep fighting this year. You go online to aclj.org. We have a matching challenge. Whatever you can donate is doubled. I'll explain quickly. You are let's say you make a $30 donation. That's what you're charged on your credit card. We have a donor ready to match that $30, so it becomes $60 for the ACLJ. We have to meet our goal of a matching challenge. That's at aclj.org. Donate today.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
From Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
In the state of Illinois, in the Capitol building in Springfield, they now have added a satanic statue to its official holiday display between a Christmas tree and a menorah. The sculpture, funded by the Satanic Temple of Chicago, depicts a hand holding an apple with a snake wrapped around it.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
And the hand is supposed to be representative of the hand of Eve, except they don't believe in the Bible to begin with. So I'm going to go right to Wes Smith, because we started the broadcast that way. I'm going to go right back to that. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110.
Yeah, this is not about their religion. As we said earlier, atheism is not a religion. The Church of Satan, their three main tenets are pride, enlightenment, individuality, and they, on their website, they talk about taking a stand to defy the Abrahamic religions.
And that's so, in their
website. Yes. To defy the Abrahamic religions. So their motive is clear. We know why they're trying to put these displays up in capitals around the country, because it is anti-religion.
Yeah, you see them doing a lot of attacks on the Islamic faith? Okay. No commentary necessary on that. But just, I mean, think about what this is. An attack on Judeo-Christian tradition. That's what it is. Now, having said that, there was a way to respond. The governments did not, especially the ones in the Sixth Circuit where the law was clear, Andy. I mean, they had the right to create a display. You had to do the right secular trappings to it. That's appropriate. And you could have done this without making it available to all comers. And that's the problem here.
I think it's just educating these municipalities and these cities, counties, states, whatever, on what the law is. They can choose to keep out a devil. They can choose to add Santa. I'm taking this from a decision of the Court of Appeals in the Sixth Circuit, one of the circuits in which this controversy has arisen. You could deny a sign saying there is no Santa. You could deny a message disparaging one religion or religion in general. And that's what this is, Jay. This is the disparagement of Christianity. These cities and municipalities need to know that they can exclude these symbols propounded by the Satanists that disparage Christianity. They can exclude them and keep them out.
I'm writing an email that's going out to our list today that says this. I'm writing it because of what is happening in multiple states right now. We need to know where else it's happening, folks. While nativity scenes are being torn down across America, self-proclaimed Satanists have been allowed to erect satanic displays in multiple state capitals. Satanic temples and other Satanists are demanding that a satanic display be erected in Illinois and in the Michigan State Capitol grounds, alongside traditional Christmas, Christian and Jewish holiday symbols in both states caved. Literally caved to the Satanist. The Illinois statue features a hand holding an apple with a snake slithering around the arm and the words, "Knowledge is power." In Michigan, it's a demon goat. That's what how it's described. It's a mockery specifically timed as an affront to Christmas. There's no question about that. We've laid that case out. Illinois representatives claimed it was a First Amendment issue, and they had no choice but to allow the so-called snake-tivity. That's what they called it. Legally, they're just plain wrong. I argued against this very tactic in a similar case in Pleasant Grove versus Summit and won by a sweeping 9-0. What they've conflated is they've conflated government speech with private speech. Now, if you do open it up to all comers, yes, you cannot discriminate on the basis of content or viewpoint. The question is, you can still maintain holiday displays that fit within the tradition of the holiday without having mockery. But the states have to understand how to do it. And there was a Sixth Circuit case right on point in Michigan, and they ignored it. Now, they're getting a letter from us today to say, you know, here's what the law actually is, but they did ignore it. That's the problem with this.
Yes, it's these states have totally ignored Supreme Court precedent, even precedent in their own jurisdictions and their own circuit courts, which make it clear they don't have to do this. They don't have to let the Satanists do this. They don't have to let the Freedom From Religion Foundation do this. They can allow the Christmas tree. They can allow the nativity scene. They can allow Santa Claus and the reindeer and the menorah, and they don't have to allow these groups who are mocking the holiday season to put up their displays right next to the Christmas tree. I mean, literally – in Illinois, you've got a Christmas tree. On one side is the Satanic monument, and on the other side is this Freedom From Religion Foundation poster board mocking faith in general. That does not need to. That is not allowed. Does not have to be allowed under the interpretation of the Supreme Court or the either circuit court that these states reside in.
That's exactly correct. All right. We come back. We're going to take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, we got a special video coming up. But again, you give us a call. 800-684-3110. And don't forget, support the work of the ACL Gender Matching Challenge campaign. That's at ACLJ.org. Facebook, Lynn says, these people are filled with such hate. The season is about love. Yeah, not for them. We'll take a look at it again deeper when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledged to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
So it's the holiday season, and now we get always right around the 12th, 13th of the month, you get to where the nativity scene fights begin. And usually it's we take the nativity scene down, or can we put it up? And there are many ways it can be done constitutionally, but there's a new attack now. And that is these governments are saying, oh, we're going to just let all comers come. We're not going to have the menorah and the nativity scene and the Santa Claus and the reindeer, because even though we've done it for, 80 years, because now we're going to let everybody in. So who wants to come in? The church, there's one. This was on the, was this the Michigan, Will? Yeah. Michigan Flying Spaghetti Monster at Christmas. Love, Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. And they let what are they? They lost their minds? That's because they do not understand, Andy, how the law works here. And it's not that complicated, frankly.
It's not that complicated. I mean, if they would just read the law or go to their city attorneys, or more important, listen to the ACLJ and what we have said in our legal letters and in the positions that we have taken, is the city can maintain control over the seasonal message. It can keep out a devil. It can keep out a sign saying there is no Santa. It can keep out messages that disparage one religion over another. And that's exactly what we are saying. This is the disparagement of Judeo-Christian beliefs. This is the disparagement of the nativity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It can be prevented.
Let's go right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air and tell us what's happening in your community. That's what Bruce in Colorado is about to do. Bruce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi. Hi, guys. I appreciate what you're doing. I just wanted to comment about something I saw posted on Facebook up in Durham, New Hampshire, where there's a Human Rights Commission that has recommended that they no longer have their tradition of an annual lighting of the Christmas tree. And I was thinking it's very appropriate how you guys are been focusing in on the Supreme Court decisions talking about seasonal type things, because, you know, it's very appropriate, it seems to me, makes perfect sense to have a Christmas tree lighting ceremony during Christmas, as opposed to, you don't do it in June and July.
Of course not. So where's it, where's this in, where was this? Oh, we just lost the caller.
In New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire. So listen, folks, from New Hampshire, we're on stations up there. Go to ACLJ.org and fill out that legal helpline, and we can get something off to that city official and let them know that they don't have to not light the Christmas tree.
Yeah, so
I mean, this is where it gets to the point of absurdity.
We're on a lot of stations in New Hampshire, so if you're in Durham, New Hampshire, or near Durham, New Hampshire, get involved. So go to ACLJ.org and our legal contact page. Contact us so we can get you in touch with an attorney and let that mayor and city council know they can light that Christmas tree and have that lighting. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Back to the phones we go. Chris in Nevada on line 3. Chris,
hey, Chris.
Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, Chris.
Hi. The colonel said atheism wasn't a religion. I thought in 1960 the Supreme Court said it was a religion.
Secularism.
What's the current status?
They said secularism could be deemed a form of religion.
Yes.
So there's a difference there. And what they were saying is, in other words, you could have something that's so pervasively hostile to exclude all of religion, that secularism it could become a form of religion. But atheism by nature is not theistic. I mean, so it's certainly not a theistic religion, and an atheist will tell you that they don't believe that they're, that's not, they don't say I'm a member of the atheist religion. They say they're atheists.
That's right.
I mean, because that's a differential. So here's the problem. All of this is convoluted because the governments are reacting just very haphazardly, I think is the kindest way to say this, haphazardly to the situation where it can be controlled in a much more refined environment, and they're just not doing it. And Wes, part of the problem here, and you're legally trained, is that the reality is first you have the overreaction, then it's no reaction, then it's a confused reaction.
Yeah. They own this issue and they don't realize it. They can control what displays go up or do not go up on their property. And the Supreme Court has made that clear. And in making it clear, the Supreme Court said that governments, even local governments, state governments, are required not only to tolerate, but to accommodate various religions, and they are not to tolerate the attack on any religion. I think many of the small municipalities and towns like that, the Freedom from Religion Foundation shows up. They're afraid of a protracted court proceeding and all the legal expenses. They get bullied by these groups into doing what they do.
You know, years ago, we used to send out these letters to like every city council and every state legislature and every state attorney general, and then you got for a period of time, you didn't have to do it because they were getting it right. Apparently, they're not getting it right anymore, so because these groups are getting a little bit more militant on the other side and a lot more aggressive.
Yeah.
So before it was just, we don't want the nativity scene up or the menorah. Now it's, we want ours up, and this is what it's going to be, anti-religious. So we're going to have to, you know, redouble down. We've started doing that already. As I told you, we've got two going out, one to Michigan, one to Illinois. So we've got two states that we're dealing with. But if you've got others, go to ACLJ.org and fill out that legal helpline. And we'll get you some help, ACLJ.org for that, and we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. This is Laura on Facebook said, if God doesn't exist to them, why are they so up in arms?
And well, this is their opportunity to highlight their organizations, get attention, so the news outlets cover it, local news covers it, even national news covers it, so it brings attention to their organization, not necessarily positive attention, by the way, but some attention. And then second, their goal, which is to mock the holiday. So it's to mock Christmas, to mock Hanukkah, to mock those who believe in a Judeo-Christian belief, whether that's Judaism or Christianity. And so they use this opportunity to get attention, but I think more importantly, to mock our faiths and those faiths of people who are celebrating during this season, whether it is Hanukkah that is just finished, with the menorahs that are up at state capitals, and it's towns and cities, and those who are preparing to celebrate the Christmas holiday as well. The main goal is to push how far they can go in mocking religious faith in the United States of America, and I think that is their goal. Donna writing it on Facebook, in a sense, I think it's good they attempt this. It brings attention to the absurdity of Satanism and turn people away. That may be the case, but there's no right for them to be putting up these negative messages. Ruining. I mean, imagine bringing children by. That, you know, that's what you need to remember, Donna, is that you're bringing children by to the tree lighting or to the rotunda to see the holiday displays. It's a special trip, or I'm sure a lot of school trips are doing that this time of year to visit the state capitals before they finish out the school year. And you're seeing there a snake going up a woman's arm holding an apple with a satanic symbol, and then a Christmas tree. And then next to that, this speech by Freedom From Religion Foundation on paper saying there's no God. And again, I mean, would you put it there? Again, there's no Santa Claus, there's no this, right. There's no that. I mean, would they allow that display too? Do you have to allow that display right in front of the Christmas tree? By the way, Santa doesn't exist. I mean, could you imagine?
Well, they technically, under the way they've got it set up, yes, except the law is completely contrary.
The law is completely contrary because the municipality of the state could control what is put up there, and they could choose to deny a message that denies the truth of a religion or that disparages a religion. They need to do this. They need to understand what the law is. We're trying to instruct them, Jay, and to teach them what the law is, because they don't have to fear every time the Satanists and the atheists come in there with their symbols. They don't have to fear them.
Well, this is the reason we want to educate. So part of what we do with the ACLJ is notify government agencies or government officials what they can and cannot do. Now, frankly, this was a matter that was resolved. I mean, really had been resolved for years, and then all of a sudden you got this what I call round two of it. So we're now getting prepared for round two and sending out these letters, but that's where you come in. What is happening? I want to know from your community, when you're driving by, what are you seeing? Now, some of them are just putting them up now because some of them do it like mid-December. But what are you seeing in your community? Let us know. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Donna said, I guess, in a sense, I think it's good that they attempt this because, as we just said, it brings attention to the absurdity of Satanism. And then Jordan responded, yeah, but this is not the way it's supposed to be. I mean, the law is clear enough that they didn't have to create this. They've self-created a position where religion and faith, sincerely held religious beliefs, can be mocked. That is what is actually happening here. It's the mockery of faith. It's the mockery of religion. That's actually what's going on here. And they don't believe, Wes, I mean, from a theological standpoint, this isn't something they're celebrating. No. They're mocking.
Right, right. They are attacking religion. They are not celebrating their own religion, which in most cases is not a religion at all, but it's an attack on Christianity. And the craziness is all across the board and all across the country. Last week, Jay, in Connecticut, an elementary school principal forbid the children to bring candy canes to school because, he said, if you invert them, they're a J and they stand for Jesus. That's the kind of foolishness that is out there.
I'd like to get that school district's number.
Yeah, they suspended the principal.
Good idea. Not to harm the principal any, but, you know, use your head, principal.
Yeah.
Because you turn it and it's a J. Now, the fact is there's all kinds of stories about the significance of the candy cane. But the reality is, you want to know something? This borders on absurd. All right, we're coming up to the last segment.
Yeah, that's right. We want to take as many phone calls as we can. We want to hear from your stories, your towns, your cities. Did you have any issues like this? Are you experiencing any threats like this? 1-800-684-3110. How would you feel if the Satanists tried to put up a monument in your state capitol or your city square, town square, next to the Christmas tree? Give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. If you've got anything active going on you think needs to be addressed by the ACLJ, call us at 1-800-684-3110. You can tell us about it on the air, and then we can get you in contact with one of our attorneys. You can also go to aclj.org right now and contact our attorney so we can get in touch with you. Remember, our matching challenge, whatever you can donate to the ACLJ in the month of December, is doubled. Donate online right now at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledged to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Violation, that song playing on public airwaves. And that's kind of the nonsense that you're hearing from these. I'm saying that, obviously, facetiously, but this is the reality of what you're dealing with. So, you know, I was hoping we weren't going to have to do this year. But here we go. And, you know, I'm not going to get the war on Christmas. This is not a war on Christmas. You know what this is? Ridiculous. Okay, this is bordering on the absurd and could be legally handled efficiently without creating this. And the government's agent, look, if they want to create a public forum for all comers, they have the right to do it. And apparently in these two states, they did. But they could have handled it without creating this. But, you know, in your community, you have the right to say something about this, you know. And those of you in these cities or these states, you have, that's why you have elected representatives. But this, I mean, you know, the mocking of religion, which is what this is about at the end of the day, that's what this is. It's a making a mockery of faith. That's what it really boils down to. And we've got to understand what we're actually fighting here. And when the law is clearly on the side of the states, which it is, then you would think there would not be a problem. But evidently, that's not the case. So we have to now, we've sent out two letters, or they're going out today, actually. One to Michigan, to the clerk of the House, because that's where it's being displayed. The other to the Secretary of State of Illinois. So they're both going out right now as we speak. That's what we do. These are legal letters that are, in fact, put out there to explain what the law actually is, and there was a way to handle it which didn't create this. Maybe too late for this year, but we got to get on record on this stuff, folks. It's that important. And we've sent out an email alert on this as well. If you have something going on in your town or community, we want to make sure we know. So do let us know about that as well. But, you know, I look back at this and I think to myself, I have been doing this for 40 years almost, and it's like nothing, there's nothing new under the sun. It's like every 10 years it kind of takes on a little bit of a different route.
Yeah. So right now it's not that you can't have the Christmas tree up. No one's arguing that really so much, or the menorah. It's saying that to have that up, you must have the Satanist monument up, which has nothing to do with the holiday season whatsoever. It's a protest of the holiday season. So you've got to allow the protest to the holiday season right next to the Christmas tree. You've got to allow the statement from the atheist that reads, at this season of the winter solstice may reason prevail. There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. There is only our natural world. Religion is but myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds. So you've got to have that. This, by the way, so you get to put that poster up, a satanic statue up next to that's what is on either side of the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And so it's
the
gotten
nativity
to, it's gotten
next
to
the
a
nativity.
Point where no issue with putting up the Christmas tree and the nativity, but the issue now is where does the line. They just like don't know where to draw the line anymore.
Now, here's what they're saying. Are the states just, this is what Ann says on Facebook, are the states just unaware of what is allowed under the law? I guess so, and confused, Andy.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, and we're trying to educate them. But the states and the municipalities and the governmental entities that are involved, and the Satanists and the atheists and the goat herds and with the pentagram peddlers all come up to them, and they say they want to do this, they freeze. They say, oh, my God, I've got to let you, oh, excuse me, or no, my God, I have to allow you to do this, and you've got to put your pentagram and you got to put your goat next to the Christmas tree. You don't, if it disparages one religion over another, you don't have to allow that. You need to resist. You need to let us know about that so we can resist as your advocates for you.
Delilah on Facebook said, could the ACLJ draft a letter that we could give, copy and give to our local officials? Well, the answer is, and what's the best practice? The best practice is to let us know what the individual facts are in your community. We do have these kind of information packages available at ACLJ.org. But what we're able to do here with the ones I'm holding is we're actually able to craft them as to the facts of that particular case, because facts and circumstances on these makes a difference. So we're able to craft a letter particularly to that locale, and that's the most effective way in which to handle it. So I want to encourage you that's really the best way to engage this for us, is to engage it by letting us know on our legal helpline. Just go to aclj.org, type in legal help, and there it'll come right up. And that's a good way to get information on this. But again, it's literally called the Snaketivity. So what they're doing here is showing not just a disregard for faith, but are mocking people's faith. Could you imagine if they put up something that was mocking, seriously, the Muhammad, the prophet, in a public square?
The outcry would be tremendous.
Unbelievable.
But what's going on, Jay? What we're talking about today is one battle in a larger war. And this is the war where forces in our country, they want to pretend like there is no Judeo-Christian heritage to the United States of America. These are the same forces that have tried to eliminate the military chaplaincy.
Yep.
They're the same forces that try to say that a church charity can't receive any government funds for community support. This is a larger war. This is one battle in it, and it's a serious issue.
ACLJ.org/help. That's what you put in your computer, and it'll come up, and you can then let us know what help we have. Right, Jordan?
Yeah, ACLJ.org. You can go in there. You can contact, make sure if you've got an issue like this, you go to ACLJ.org/help. Attorney will contact you literally within 24 hours or less about your situation. And we will then get in touch. We'll let you know who we need to get in touch with. Maybe you're on the town council. Maybe you are a city council member or a state legislator. So you've got right away you can get involved. Or we need to contact someone who need your help. So if you want to take a proactive role in this, we still have time this holiday season to do so. ACLJ.org/help. I think that's so important that people reach out to us right now. Because if you don't do it now, we're going to get too close to the holiday season, so this is the time to act.
We don't have this. We don't have a frozen shot of this, do we? No. So at the end of the video that the Satanists put up showing their statue, they put up a text saying, Satan's greetings, Andy.
Yeah, that's nice. And we have to countenance and allow that? The answer is no.
I want you to do what you did at the beginning of the broadcast. So Greek's very important in New Testament language, obviously. The words for Satan in Greek.
Well, of course, the actual word for Satan is Satanas in Greek. But the epithets that he is known by is exactly what he is doing now. This is Satan acting in the world today, folks. This is the adversary, o echthros. This is the enemy. This is the deceiver and schemer, o planos in Greek. All you got to do is read the New Testament, read the writings of the fathers, and you'll see these words that are used. And this is and Satan is succeeding. He's doing a great job.
Oh, he's getting right there.
He's right in their faces.
Yeah, no, I think that this is, but if we focus on the fact that this is mocking faith, that's the reality here.
I mean, look at what Iris wrote on Facebook, and I'm not sure where she wrote in from. My town hall removed all red and green decorations as to not offend anyone. I mean, that is absurd. That's not like removing a tip red and green because we're not offending anyone.
Yeah, because it's representative of the holiday season.
Yeah, but I mean,
this is where it gets absurd.
Well, we've got to go back and do over.
Yeah, so we have to do a redo here.
We already won the cases.
Yeah, the good thing is the law's on our side here, so we've got the law won. It's just a question of now re-educating, 50 states and thousands of municipalities. It's easier said than done, but we're going to do it at the ACLJ because that's what we do. But we're back at that stage. We were hoping we weren't. Here we are. Different tactic, though, I have to say. It's not getting rid of the menorah, not getting rid of the nativity scene. It's just let's make a mockery of it. And this is, as a man of the cloth, as people say, as a priest, Episcopal priest, this is mocking you.
It is.
And us.
It is. It is not about their religion or their pseudo-religions.
Right.
It is about attacking other religions.
Yep. There you go. All right. That does it for the broadcast today. Folks, we want you to support the work of the ACLJ so we can engage in all these cases. Jordan's going to let you know about our matching challenge.
Yeah, matching challenge right now. Go to aclj.org. If you donate $25, so that's what you're charged on your credit card at aclj.org if you donate online, we have a donor ready to match that $25. It becomes $50. To the ACLJ. So it's an important time. You can double the impact of your donation to the American Center for Law and Justice as we approach the year's end. Donate now, aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.